fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Asbestos was used widely in construction in WA throughout the 20th century. As a result, there's been a proliferation of asbestos-related disease within the manufacturing and building industry. In recent years, an increasing number of cases in people exposed during DIY home renos, making it all the more important to stay informed about the issue. Joining us today to discuss asbestos is Senior Scientific Officer in Environmental Health, Dr. Peter Franklin. Good morning, Dr. Peter.
Hi, Lawrence.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Before we start, how does asbestos affect our bodies and what health risks do we face?
The main problem with asbestos is through inhalation of the fibres. So it's the airborne asbestos fibres that are the major concern. People might be aware there are a number of asbestos-related diseases. Mostly there's cancers such as mesothelioma. I guess people have heard of that one. But it can also cause cancer of the throat and lung and even ovarian cancer. And, of course, there's asbestosis, which is a thickening of the and scarring of the lung tissue, which makes it harder to breathe and just progressively gets worse.
How common are these diseases caused by asbestos in WA?
Good question. Not common. People will know people with asbestos disease because asbestos was used a lot. Mesothelioma is well known, but it's still a reasonably rare disease. And I'll just make the point, Lawrence, there, because we do get a lot of people at Health Department who ring us because they're concerned about exposure they've had. So just while we're on that point, without underplaying the importance of asbestos, an important thing to know is that just because you've been exposed doesn't mean you will get disease. So the risk at the low exposures that most of us have had over our life, and even the incidental exposures that may occur, there's a very low risk of that, of getting disease. Because sometimes I have to allay people's fears because they're really concerned about the exposure they have. They should be concerned, and we should do everything we can to minimise those, eliminate those. But just so your listeners know that if they have had an exposure, it doesn't necessarily mean they will get disease.
Great to know. It's good also to know that it's not so common and it doesn't always end up in disease. When does asbestos become dangerous? Does it always need to be removed?
No. So most of the asbestos in our homes, nearly all of it here, is what's called bonded asbestos. So it's asbestos fibres in some sort of matrix, generally a cement fibre matrix. And most of these products sort of have between about 5 and 20% asbestos fibre in them. And while it's bonded, fibres can't release. Even when it's broken, it's not as if fibres are just going to suddenly rush out. But you want to make sure that you don't break it. You don't want to make sure you do anything that is going to release those fibres. So in good condition, it's not releasing fibres and not increasing the risk. It's more when people do things like use power tools or sledgehammers and things like that that can release those fibres that becomes an issue.
Okay, so it's caused by inhaling exposed asbestos fibres, and that often occurs when you're doing things like home renos or if you're in the building industry, taking down asbestos in buildings and homes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talk about different waves of disease of it. So the first wave were people who did the mining and dealt with the raw fibre. The second wave, which has caused most of the disease, by far the most disease, are those that worked with asbestos products when they were legal. And now we talk about a third wave, which is not nearly as high as those, but it's an ongoing concern. It's just that there's asbestos products in the environment and people will work with those unknowingly or knowingly and not taking precautions, and they can get the exposure that way because they're not doing all the things they should be doing to minimise that exposure.
It's interesting you're talking about a third wave of exposure. As we know, there have been grants in home renos and development in recent times, and general interest in home renovations have increased as well. What are some DIY do's and don'ts, do you think, if you're dealing with home renos and asbestos?
Yeah, absolutely. So the only, it's very hard to identify asbestos in your home. We generally use that if your home's 1990 or older, then, you know, there's a good chance that there will be some asbestos products in your home. It was banned in building products from the late 1980s, but there was a transition period, and so we said about 1990 there could be. If you're unsure, consider that it would be asbestos. You could get it tested or just treat it as asbestos. If you think it's asbestos, you have to treat it as asbestos. So if you are going to do any work with it, I mean, we would recommend that you get experts to come and do any removal of asbestos. If you do it yourself, you've got to take all the reasonable precautions. So make sure you have the PPE, the mask, N95 P2 mask, gloves, coveralls that can be disposed of, even sort of coveralls for the shoes that can be disposed of, or clothes that you can dispose of. Do not use power tools. Absolutely do not use power tools or try to cut through it. Keep it damp to reduce any fibres that might be released if it breaks. Make sure it's wrapped. With keeping it damp, do not use high pressure water hoses, because that will abrade it and cause contamination from the sludge that comes off it. And make sure that it's wrapped properly in the thick plastic and disposed of correctly.
And how would you dispose of it correctly if you were to do it yourself?
Yeah, so there are rules about having it properly wrapped. So it's the thick plastic. Generally, it's the sort of thick black plastic we have that's double wrapped. It is then taped, and ideally you have sort of dangerous asbestos waste in it. You can. There are a number of waste sites around Perth and regional areas where that accept asbestos. So you just take that. You can't take. Don't just dump a whole lot of asbestos into a trailer unwrapped and then try to take it out to those places. They won't accept it. So you do have to do. The one thing please don't do is to dump it. So that is an ongoing problem for local governments, that there is sort of dumped asbestos in bushland, because the cost of dealing with that is far greater to any cost that it would take just to dispose of it correctly.
Absolutely.
Is that an approved waste site?
It sounds like a rather extensive process if you were to remove asbestos yourself, so you'd certainly recommend professional removal.
Well, we would recommend it just because they are trained for it, and it minimises any risk to you. You are allowed to do it, but not allowed. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to stop you doing. Our regulations don't say you can't do it. So if you do it yourself, the important thing is that you follow all the precautions and that you do dispose of it correctly. The cost doesn't have to be that great. Most waste sites will have a cost per sheet, which is fairly, I think at one that I know, it's about $8 or $9 per sheet. I mean, it's an added cost, but it's not a bank-breaking cost.
Right, and certainly a financial cost over a future health cost, which we'd definitely recommend.
Absolutely, because even though I said the risk is low, the risk isn't zero, and there's no way of knowing who's going to be unlucky to get a disease from a low-level exposure. So like I said, most disease comes from the higher exposures, but there are still many cases where they've sort of said, oh, I just did a bit of DIY or can't even remember what their exposure was. And there's no way of knowing who that might be. So even though you might have been exposed in the past and the chance of getting disease are very, very low, we say take all the precautions because that risk is not zero.
Thanks so much for your time today, Dr. Franklin, clearing up some do's and don'ts of asbestos removal.
Okay, glad to talk, Lawrence. Thank you.
You're on the record on RTRFM 92.1.
Just there, Senior Scientific Officer in Environmental Health, Dr. Peter Franklin from the Department of Health, talking to us all about the third wave of asbestosis here in WA, relating to home DIY renos and jobs. It isn't a massive commonality here in WA, but it is an exposure risk that everyone should take into consideration. He just went through some quick tips on how to treat asbestos removal if you are about to consider that at home, but also consider professional removal. There is quite the process on removing asbestos, and you can head to Healthy WA website to check out more on asbestos removal. And if you think you've been exposed to it in recent times, very interesting little chat over the last 5 minutes.